Jeff Halbrook, a research associate with ERI, takes me on a tour of what's fondly known as the Chip and Chip Pilot Project at Camp Navajo near Belmont.
It's all little stuff, down to like a 3-inch top or so.
A huge mechanical claw scoops up several ponderosa pine logs and feeds them into an industrial chipper. Thousands of wood chunks are blasted into a large shipping container.
And it goes anywhere from 1 to 4 to 3, up to 7. Small ones can just kind of throw in that little jaws there.
The logs were recently cut from the Coconino National Forest near Flagstaff. A crew of 6 has been working for days to pack the containers as tightly as possible with the shredded chips.
So they're finished with that one, and then they'll back around here and start filling this this first container, and then it's kind of like a little dance out there.
When it's stuffed with about 40,000 pounds of wood, another machine hoists the container onto a nearby rail car. In about 2 weeks, nearly 60 containers will arrive at a port in South Korea.
They primarily use these wood chips for production of energy, moving away from the fossil-based energy operation in South Korea.
NAU forestry professor Hansu Pan is hopeful the Chip and Ship program could bypass the main roadblock to large-scale forest restoration in the region known as the biomass bottleneck.
This material is so small and it has so low value. As far as hauling this material to the market, it economically is unfeasible. To be able to complete the restoration of operation, you need to move that out of the forest.
When branches and small diameter logs linger in the woods, it slows down thinning projects like the Four Forest Restoration Initiative. Experts say a lack of domestic markets is mostly to blame. Biomass-produced energy is expensive, and there just aren't many facilities in the U.S. Plus, the material can be sold in Asia for more than double of what it fetches domestically. That's why local forest managers started looking overseas for a solution.
As these markets develop and these techniques are refined, we're able to do more acres, and we're way behind the eight ball on our ability to manage acres.
That's Rich Vandemark, a forester with the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management.
As soon as we can build to that capacity with all the pieces that it takes, that'll get us to that level of management that we need to match up to our forest needs. But at least it's going in the right direction.
Four Fry managers eventually want to treat 50,000 acres a year, which would produce 1.5 million tons of biomass annually. The Chip and Ship program could export a third of that by sending hundreds of shipping containers to Asia for at least the next decade. The idea has strong bipartisan political support. Democratic U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema recently met with the program's managers in a treated forest in Flagstaff. Amy Waltz, director of science delivery at ERI, showed her a core sample from a ponderosa pine.
And so we'll age this. This is actually a pretty young tree over here. And I don't know, I would just do it 10, 20, 30, 40. This is probably about 50 to 60-year-old tree.
Congress needs to just bite the bullet and do smart financial investment and prevention so we can reduce our overall expense on the emergency cleanup, because we will continue to have those dangerous wildfires until we finish this work of healthy prevention.
Sinema and Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally recently introduced a bill that would speed up the pace of Four Fry. If it passes, it would make it a lot more likely that the Chip and Ship program would be part of the efforts to make northern Arizona's forests more resilient to wildfire. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches.